live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Hey everybody, how's it going today? I'm Mike Sempervivi. Welcome to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Epic Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. F4WOnline.com, WrestlingObserver.com, The Mighty Empire. I welcome you to the program today. Because you're hearing my voice, you know that means Brian Alvarez is not here. He's en route back from the beach, where he was doing hard training in the same way he was doing for his tag team match in Black Label Pro. He had to go back on the road again. At least that's what he's saying to me, at least. Getting ready for Marco's stunt. We got a lot of time before that happens. We'll let it come out of the boss man's own mouth for a show coming up. And much more important things for this show, including shows coming up this weekend. The Jim Lynham, AAW, and Dr. Keith Lipinski is going to be on to join us to talk about that, as well as that incident with Sammy Callahan that took place a couple of weeks ago as well that you may have heard about. So he'll get into all that as well. Plus, with it being Tuesday, you got the Raw hangover. I don't think anybody's suffering a hangover right now. Like, Liv Morgan is suffering a hangover after getting clanged by Nikki Bella or Brie Bella twice. I thought Nikki was supposed to be Nikki Sawa. She was supposed to be the hard hitter of the group. But no, if you didn't hear, I'll let you know what happened between Brie Bella and Liv Morgan. A nasty accident that resulted in two kicks to the face and somebody laid out on national television, rolled over to the side of the ring. So get into that, as well as what's going on SmackDown. It looks like a very eventful SmackDown, led by the fact that we have a contract signing. And what's the last contract signing that didn't go sideways? Paige was out there hyping it up on social media not all that long ago. Samoa Joe and AJ Styles will have a contract signing for their match coming up. It's Super Showdown, which was also pushed a little bit further last night between Triple H and The Undertaker on Raw. So tons of things we can get into to talk about. 1-800-878-PLAY is the number to dial today. 1-800-878-7529 to let me know your thoughts. Also get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at Sempervivi. We'll be back right after this to get it started.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show with you, Mike Sempervivi. Man, I am all sorts of disheveled. I don't think you could, you probably could tell that in the intro there. Not used to getting up this early. Used to just stumbling in. Brian's already got the intro done. You know, it's right about now I'd be getting up just to get in here. I used to being ready by 3 o'clock Eastern time. It should be, because that's when we're on every day, from 3 to 4. Unlike Bo Cosby, he'll be doing 3 to 10. That news just came out, distracted me. Damn, Bill. There's no wrestling tie in there. There's not one through Robert Culp, I don't believe, in I Spy. Not one through the Leonard movie series. Any of the Cosby shows or Fat Alberts or even the Green Hornet, nothing. I got nothing to tie into this. Malcolm Jamal Warner, I don't think, ever showed up at a show. I don't think there was ever a special episode of That's So Raven where, like, you know, somebody showed up like Rob Van Dam did on City Kids. Nothing like that. But he gone. You can be with me, though, here. Not in that way. Not in the Bill Cosby way. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Get a hold of me on Twitter as well, at Sempervivi. I'll go to those calls momentarily, but I would send out a open call if you are upset with the Long Beach show and the lineups for New Japan Pro Wrestling. Let me know. I know some people are less than thrilled with what they're going to be getting, the announcement of the show, main event, Kenny Omega and Kota Ibushi. Kazuchika Okada and Tomohiro Ishii. That's pretty good. Juice Robinson and Cody, the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, going after Juice Robinson's U.S. Heavyweight title. Not a surprise with how that's been built up on New Japan shows. Same thing when it comes to the tag titles. The Young Bucks against Guerrillas of Destiny. Junior Heavyweight Title Tournament. We knew that was going to be taking place. Will Ospreay, Marty Scurll. How can it not be fantastic? Tanahashi and Kushida against Jay White and Gato. And then from there, I mean, you're still getting Naito and Loss. You're still getting Yo and Sho along with Rocky Romero against Taguchi and ACH and Tiger in the beginning. And yeah, there's the two matches on the multi-man matches that have nothing but Americans. Oh, with the addition of Hirooki Goto involved. But I don't think that's too bad of a thing. But I guess there are a lot of people shrugging their shoulders. I'm not sure why. I heard Dave say something last night on Wrestling Observer Radio for subscribers about the full New Japan experience. These people don't want Chris Sabin and Jeff Cobb on the undercard. Well, who are you going to have? Like, if you don't have to fly in, like, Yoshinobu Kanemaro, why would you? And is he going to sell one extra ticket? Doesn't Christopher Daniels live in Southern California? Isn't it an easy trip for him? Probably a lot cheaper than flying in, oh, I don't know, Bushi? Kind of odd to me. I don't know. People being that frustrated about it. I can see the blue, you know, the shine being off a little bit, but being that frustrated by it? I don't know. Find out what you have to say, though. Any thoughts on that, on Raw? We'll go through the SmackDown rundown for tonight a little bit later on as well, too. We want to hear what you have to say. Go to Kenny first. Kenny, what's happening? Kenny, are you there? Kenny going once. Kenny going twice. I guess Kenny is gone. Pat on the line. Pat, are you there? Pat, how are you?
How you doing, buddy?
Not too bad. What's going on?
I had a quick question for you. Who would win a kayfabe match between the Gambler and Marco Stunt?
That's a very good one. Pat, I always look forward to your calls when I'm doing a solo show because you give
me
something interesting to think about. And this is a good one. And unfortunately, I'm going to go ahead and drop you off right now because we got the echo. But I want to thank you very much for calling. Plus, it'll give me a little bit of time to think about this. You know, Marco Stunt's got a big match coming up, obviously, with the boss man, Brian Alvarez. And he is of small stature. And he seemingly has gotten very, very lucky in his matches against lots of different guys. Not the least of which was Hornswoggle not all that long ago. But even though he's been incredibly lucky, I mean, it's the Gambler, right? It's a WCW legend, a Saturday Night legend, a staple. And I know Marco Stunt's been on a good winning streak here, but I will wait and see what he does against boss man Brian Alvarez at this Black Label Pro show coming up, available on Powerbomb TV. I want to be able to check him out there and see this match before I give you any thoughts of him beating a Hall of Famer in my mind like the Gambler is. So, Pat, I want to thank you very much for that. If you want to drop gems like Pat, you can, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. I miss the Gambler. Gambler never kicked anybody in the face. poor Brie Bella. I mean, look, accidents happen. Accidents happen. And that's what that was last night. And there are a lot of people jumping on Brie Bella, which is not... I know she screwed up her dives. Because she shouldn't be doing dives. She really shouldn't. Who am I to tell someone what they should be doing or not doing? But I never would sign up for a match going, you know what? Boy, I hope Brie hits that dive tonight. That's what I was paying this money for. When it comes to the kick with Liv, I mean, these things happen. You know, I saw it after the fact, so I'd already seen all the hullabaloo happen over it and everything, and people, you know, wanting her fired. People saying, it's how Liv took the kick. Yeah, to the face. It knocked her out, which caused her to slump forward and then eat another one right in the face. You know, Brie, in the process of throwing kicks, I mean, it happens. And she wasn't real. I think she knew she got her with the first one, but that second one was coming before it was too late. You know, that's why in fighting, you see sometimes comedically the ref jumping in there and doing the big dive to wipe somebody out. Because that's how they're worried. You know, they're worried about that. That last hit can cause damage. This referee was not as swift to jump in there, and that's okay. That's going to happen. It's what happened afterwards, which was the crazy part. And I guess for the probably the very few of you out there who didn't see this, there was a tag team match between the Riot Squad, a six woman, and Natalya and the Bellas. And Brie was in there giving the yes kicks to Liv Morgan. One caught her in the chin, caused her to slump forward, and that second one was coming, hit her right in the face, knocked her out. Brie immediately pushed her and turned her over. I guess that's an instinct thing. You got to be worried about the neck, though, so that was a little bit scary. But then the problem was she basically tried to pick her up and drag her to the corner. Again, instinct. I don't necessarily blame the wrestler there. I mean, look, you're emotional. All this stuff's going on. Your mind's racing. National TV, the match. You're supposed to continue. Is she just okay? Did you really hit her? Okay. That's where the referee should have jumped in and somebody in his ear in the back to stop all that chicanery that was going on. Which led to her being dragged to the corner. Basically, Ruby just tagged her and jumped in to take care of that. But then less than like a couple minutes later, Liv is back in there doing a spot in a suplex spot, a six-person suplex spot, which was a really stupid thing to let her go back out there and do. especially when she rolled back out again, and then that was it for the rest of the match. She was balled up in the corner and outside the ring. Even though they had mistakenly fed to Michael Cole that she was actually out and on the way to the back. And he's saying that as they're showing her laid out on the floor. So there was a breakdown there that thankfully Liv Morgan is okay. And if there's going to be any silver lining in a dark cloud like that, it's the fact that the famous words, a teachable moment, that hopefully we'll never have to see again and there'll be a better protocol in place. If you haven't seen that, just check anybody's Twitter feed. I'm sure it's on there. If you can get a hold of me on Twitter, you can as well, at SemperVivi. Or give me a call, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Keith Lipinski coming up later talking to AEW. You talking whatever you want. We get back from break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Mike Sempervivi back on the show with you. Brian Alvarez not on the show with you. He'll be back on the show tomorrow. That's good. There's always a tomorrow here at Wrestling Observer Live. Every single day we are with you. Satellite, terrestrial, internet, no matter how you choose to listen to us, we're always here. So Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, noon Pacific, Sunday 6 to 8. Replays on Saturday, replays throughout the week. Just go over to sportsbyline.com or wrestlingobserver.com for more information on how you can hear the show. If you want to get hold of the show, you're more than welcome to as well. 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529, as well as getting hold of me on Twitter as well, at SemperVivi. No text line today. Brian's got that one shut down. Chris Aiken, Lariato wrote, The lineup for the very first New Japan show in Long Beach was also met with negativity. I guess that's the world we live in. I went to those shows, and they were awesome. Remember when everybody was mad about Cody being in the main event? It turned out great. Conversely, AH on Twitter, I think people just want a New Japan show main event at a New Japan show. A tag match would not fly at any big New Japan main show in Japan. You're basically correct. They've done some chaos and Bullet Club stuff and things like that. They have on shows, but I understand the general gist on that one. But they're not in Japan. They're here. And you know what they would also do in Japan? Is have a main event like, oh, I don't know, Goto and Taichi. Or in this case, which is going to sound like an insult after just saying that match, Cody Rhodes and Juice Robinson for the U.S. title. If they did that, I think people would be complaining about that one. We don't want to see the Americans in the main event on the New Japan show, even though they're in America and it's a main match built up and it's the biggest independent star, arguably in the world, in Cody Rhodes, and it's a main character for New Japan as they expand into North America with Juice Robinson with a belt that's very important to them as well too. I mean, that could be the main. So I guess I kind of sort of see both sides, but I mean, do you think you're going to get Omega and Ibushi? I mean, I don't know. I was just surprised, I think, a little bit with the frustration with this one, as if anybody could expect anything more out of this one here. I don't know. It's going to be one of those things, though, like Chrissy. I mean, the more they come to, we'll see what happens with just people getting very comfortable. And you know, look, a lot of people travel to those New Japan shows. I know that a lot of the fans, a lot of the tickets that are being sold, you know, Dave always reports, you know, are coming from there. But it's going to be tougher as they come in, to get people more to travel to it. And without those major players or major big shiny matches on the show, especially announced in advance, it's going to be tough. So we'll see how it goes. And I'm not as upset about it. If you are, let me know. 1-800-878-PLAY. Go back to the phones right now. John in Delaware. John, are you there? John, how are you?
Hey, how are you?
What's happening?
Not too much. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. What's on your mind?
Oh, great. Sure. I wasn't sure if I was on. I wanted to talk a little bit New Japan, but before I got to that, I wanted to talk about Marco's stunt in the Swoggle match real quick. Did you get a chance to see it?
I have not. I've only seen stills and firsthand
reports. Oh, man, that's good enough.
Really?
I was like, oh, my God, these two are the same height. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I know Marco's a shorter guy, but I was blown away. I was blown away by how small he is. But that's neither here nor there. I really did call about New Japan. I think maybe just the fact, you stole a little bit of my thunder, but I think the fact that there's maybe not the big singles match, you know, that might bring down some people. Also, maybe the Young Bucks matchup against the, who is the Gorillas of Destiny? Is that who they matched up against? I could see that as not a crowd pleaser, possibly. I don't know. It depends what you want out of the match, I guess. But I actually kind of, up and down the card, I think it's a pretty good lineup, especially with the Gato Jay White angle. I think that's going to continue to be great. And that's pretty much my point on Japan.
All right, well, thank you very much for the call. Yeah, I mean, I know this is going to be somewhat, I don't want to say, you know, super angle heavy or anything like that, but it's going to be somewhat, because they got stuff coming up. That's the one thing with New Japan's schedule that they're going to have to try to figure that better, I think. I mean, both for, you know, fans here and fans at home, where, you know, they got the show coming up on October 8th, and, you know, granted, you know, if you follow the product very closely, it's not like it's that big of a deal, but I mean, you're going to announce you know, matches for that show, probably based off of what happens here on Sunday. You know, they'll have the press conference late Sunday night or, you know, early Monday morning Eastern time, probably to announce what comes next for New Japan in Japan. And time wise, it's a little shaky. And I also know Minoru Suzuki is not on this show, and I know some people have said, you know, why can't Minoru Suzuki be on the show? Look, he's not like he's a super traveler anyway, you know. But again, at some point you have to kind of shave off a little bit here and there and get people to just kind of parse things out a little bit. And looking up and down the show, I don't know if anybody can really complain. And yeah, I mean, what's going to happen? This is the first big, you know, thing to take place for New Japan fans on either side of the ocean when it comes down to what's going to happen with Gato and Jay White and facing off against Tanahashi and Kushida. You know, again, on paper, the match doesn't make a whole lot of sense other than Tanahashi and Jay White are going to be putting hands on each other coming up. You know, Kushida and Gato are just kind of, you know, in some ways just kind of there in that match to play a background to it. But I mean, with what happened last Sunday, I mean, again, I'm very surprised that people have any really issue with this show at all. But if you do, let me know. Again, you know, everybody's different. Savannah, New Jersey, what's happening? Savannah, what's going on?
Hey, Mike, how are you, my friend?
I'm making it. What's up?
Hey, brother. You know, one of the matches I really enjoyed last night was the Revival and Drew McIntyre and Ziggler match. My only thing I want, you know, I'm really happy what they did. They actually gave Revival a chance, and Revival looks strong. That being said, do you think to do something like that hurts McIntyre and Ziggler, being that it takes them longer to, you know, get the job done? And the only other thing is I wish the commentators would push that the Revival are tag team specialists. You know, I think if they had said that along a lot more and actually gave these guys a little bit of a thing, I really think these guys would be your next tag team champions and actually bring some credibility back to the tag team.
I agree. I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't think so. I looked at that as kind of a rebuild for the Revival, or at least a reset for them after getting laid out so embarrassingly when they did have their match coming up with the B team. And the fact that leading up to that match, their win, they got them the tag title shot. I mean, it's not like they've been utilized all that well. And it seems like last night with both the AOP and the Revival, just by being in that match, they kind of reset things. Same thing with the Ascension as well, too. I guess you could say that. You gave Connor some credibility because they're in a mini feud right now with Bobby Roode and Chad Gable. And you can, you know, have your thoughts about just that feud in general, but they obviously had to kind of try to realign some things. And I thought they did a great job because the Revival, to me, they're arguably the best team there because they're actually a team. You know, they're not just two dudes together like McIntyre and Dolph, who are great, but you know, you look at, you know, individually what those guys have done and why they're together and what the end game is going to be. And you kind of know what's going to happen with the Revival. I mean, they are a really, really good team and they did everything and they had a great crowd behind them last night in Denver. So everything seemed to work out really well there. So I don't think it damages Dolph and Drew McIntyre at all in that one. In fact, I just think it benefits the Revival. That whole story last night, and I don't mean to sound like really old man-ish here, but like the whole thing with Dean Ambrose and McIntyre and Ziggler and them trying to cause a divide with the Shield, I thought was awesome. And if this was, again, if this was 20 years ago, 25 years ago, that would have been like 8 or 10 weeks of great TV. You could have dragged it out there. And some of the segments that you saw, you know, that's just one of those things where an interaction every week, you know, in WWE land and in today's day and age, you don't ask why Dean Ambrose would just be standing there, you know, with a light shining on him in front of a camera, breathing heavily for a while in an uncomfortably long shot before somebody walked up to him, including two of his enemies that just happened to be passing by. You don't question that. 25 years ago, you know, the chance encounter you might have to get to that or the back, you know, meeting that might take place or something like that. I mean, again, that just is me being old man-ish, but I thought even for one night on the show, how they kind of ebbed and flowed that thing, I thought it was fantastic. I really thought it was really good stuff. And it was a good reminder that if they didn't have all of this TV, they didn't have to fill all this time, if they didn't have to burn through things so fast, and they don't have to. But the fact that they're in that mode, you know, it's a little frustrating because That was a good, that was a cool thing, I thought, for one night. And obviously, the Shield stand talls at the end. There was no real chance that they were going to be breaking up because, well, we got the Super Showdown and Crown Jewel coming up. You certainly can't break up before that. So, you know, but again, for a one-off, I thought it was really, really good. Got Dr. Keith Lipinski coming up here very, very soon to talk about AEW and the late Jim Lynham Classic, the Memorial Tournament that'll be coming up, as well as all the other things that are taking place in AEW right now, one of the biggest and best promotions on the indie scene in the United States. Controversy being caused all over the place, too, with Sami Callihan. Hey, Jack, I know you're on the line right now. I'd like to apologize, my friend. Give me a call back tomorrow. We'll be back from break. Wrestling Observer Live.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. myevoz.com.
This online bank was foreclosing on us. They even had documents that I signed for a home equity loan. Only I didn't. What a nightmare.
She's the victim of a devastating crime called mortgage fraud. Your home's title and mortgage are kept online, where thieves, foreign and domestic, hack them. It's simple. They forge your title and borrow every penny of equity you have in your home, like this police officer.
I know about title fraud, so I registered with Home Title Lock and discovered some thief had already taken over title. Thank God I found out in time.
No bank, identity theft program, or insurance protects you. Home Title Lock will. For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a barrier around your home's title and mortgage. The instant it detects tampering, they're on it, helping to shut it down. Find out if you're already a victim of title fraud. Get your $100 search free with sign-up. Visit HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
What perfect music to welcome Dr. Keith Lipinski onto the show with. Good times. Had a lot of those with Dr. Keith. We used to do a show together called the PPH. I killed it dead just by appearing on it, like I'm doing with this show. He was able to rebound pretty well. He's got this gig going on with AEW. I don't know if you've ever heard of them or not, but they're pretty big on the indie scene. They are. They're like Fugazi. Dr. Keith, what's happening?
My goodness.
I don't know where to start here, Mike. It's obviously a privilege and an honor for you to be talking to me. But more importantly, the fact that we had good times referenced as opposed to the hip, the hoppin', don't stop a rockin'. We don't have to do rappers to like, because I realize I don't have that much time. But thank you for mentioning that AAW potentially is the Fugazi of the independent wrestling world. I love that comparison personally. So I'll take it. Even though our shows are not $5 for people to get in, and you have to pay more than $8 to get a cassette from Discord Records for us. But I, as someone that loves the comparison of punk rock and pro wrestling, right now you're in the center of my delicious Venn diagram, Mike.
Now, I mean, is that fair, though? Because, like, I'm not saying that you sold out. Obviously, that's not the case. But Fugazi was never about making any money. Unfortunately, you know, trying to run a business, money's important, you know, and you seem to be making a little of that right now.
You would think, but we never really made money from this. Most of the money goes back into the hands of, you know, basically publicists, so we can get mentioned in Italian sex magazines. No, this is not a for profit. I'm not going to sit there and say it's a non-profit, but it's something where most of the money that we make here at AAW, Mike, is actually put back in the product itself, and known for getting in the high quality talent that people will be seeing in the Chicagoland area this Friday night and then Saturday afternoon at the beautiful Logan Square Auditorium.
That's, you know, a fact, and, you know, I made a joke about that, but the reality is almost every promotion around, no matter how successful they are, if they're worth their salt at all and they want to continue on, anything that they do make, they immediately have to put back in the product, because with talent and everything else, and it's a competitive market right now with what's going on, and you need to make your dollars stretch. And you know, before we get into all the wackiness that took place with Sami Callihan a couple weeks ago and what you got coming up with the Jim Lynham, I mean, what is the life right now of somebody on the independent scene who's kind of behind the scenes and having to be out there and help trying to jockey for dates with these guys and everything else, because it is such a crowded, competitive, yet really exciting and fulfilling time right now in independent wrestling?
I think the word fulfilling is the best word for this, Mike, because there is so much going on. I mean, with constant rumors, dealing with talent, and dealing with competition, right now, Mike, in Chicago, there are 78 wrestling shows happening right now at this moment. And it's just a Tuesday afternoon? Can you imagine what it's going to be like in a year or so on, like, a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon? You know,
Insane. It's
something where... Exactly. You know, it's something where it's not only sort of figuring out where you stand right now, but where you stand in the future. And it's not just about who are the it guys right now. Most of them, of course, will be at the Logan Square Auditorium this weekend. It's also about who's the future, who's the Ed Powers up and comers, as it were. So it, as much as it's sort of like, oh, my God, the independents are dying. No, it just is a next layer of it. There's plenty of this. Feels like phyllo bread, where it's just basically there's so many layers of flaky crust till you get down into the center. So just because there might be some people leaving at the end of the year, you know, doesn't mean that it's going to be over for AEW or any independent company. It's just sort of figuring out the names and the people that you want to get behind that will give you that return on investment. So.
How does it get difficult, or is it frustrating at all? I mean, it's great for the town, but, like, you know, and this just like a couple of days, Shane Strickland and Kurt Stallion and Brody King and guys who, you know, probably before they appeared on this show and lots of other people knew their names, they were appearing with you on your show and as well as many other, you know, indies and trying to really establish themselves and kind of dig themselves in. And with guys like Matt Riddle being signed, guys who go to New Japan or take exclusive deals here and there, obviously it moves and shifts everything. So those guys obviously move up a notch and they become a little bit more in demand. You talked about trying to find guys. Do you have a school that you guys are attached to, or how do you go out and try to find some of these new guys and to try to feature and build up, because it is so constantly evolving and changing?
We're not necessarily affiliated with any schools. I mean, we've definitely had help in finding guys that have basically gone through training in either Ohio or schools in Missouri and such. But a lot of it is just basically watching stuff and trying to figure out who would be the next people to break out and the next people that would go far. You know, I spend a lot of time watching independent wrestling, trying to sit there and look for a guy that would fit well within the company and such. Like, you know, like Brody King was one. As soon as we saw him, Danny Daniels, AEW owner right now and head promoter, were like, that's a guy we want to use. And it's something where it's just a matter of trying to be one step behind someone else when it comes to getting guys and locking down dates. I mean, there's a bunch of guys this weekend where I wish that they were on this tournament as well, but they're not because they're getting too good and too successful. You know, the Rascals, take for instance, Dez and Zach, fantastic kids. Watching them evolve over the last year and a half or so in AEW has been marvelous. They're in England this weekend, so they won't be on the shows, and it's a shame, but it's one of those things where it's cool to see someone develop like that. I have as much enjoyment from that and seeing the success that they've had, not only in SEMA's group, but also to see the success they've had in PWG, where it wasn't something where we found these guys, or we basically helped make these guys into the stars they are today, but they're already just so talented already that we didn't really have to do that much. So,
well, before we move on to the Jim Lynham, because it was talked about so heavily on our site, as well as many others, and it was so sensationalistic, let me take you back in time to August 31st, a night of, I would say, a lot of headaches, although I don't want to make it sound like I'm insulting Brody King, who got a concussion. But between that and Sami Callihan and the situation that happened, I guess, Dr. Keith, would you like to talk about anything that happened that night and what it's like to deal with when things go sideways on your show?
I think the best thing to do is potentially bribe the sound person to make sure the owners of the building never get on the microphone. That would
yes.
help. I was at the time, I was ringside shooting some stuff, and I saw what Sammy and Jimmy were doing. And these were nice banquet hall chairs, Mike. These weren't like steel folding chairs that can give concussions. And what they were doing, what Sammy was doing with the chairs was just incredibly silly. You know, he basically, a drum riser had fallen on Jimmy, like this wooden platform had fallen on Jimmy, and Sammy like played a game of Jenga with chairs on top of this. So I'm sitting there ringside, and I'm shooting my camera off, and I'm just like, why are they doing this? This is just silly. And all of a sudden I hear, you know, the building general manager saying stuff about, please stop messing around with the chairs. Didn't use that language. And you could just literally feel all the excitement and everything that we had done the show before and during the first part of that show just sort of evaporate, get sucked out of the room incredibly quickly after that. So it was one of those things where it was just a awful, awful moment. Now, keep in mind, then they started doing more stuff with chairs, and I was told by my boss to go in the ring or go outside the ring and pull one of the chairs out. And thankfully, I got a blank that guy chant by the AEW faithful. So thank you for not knowing my name. I really, really appreciate it after everything I've done for AEW through the years.
All these years after, is a doctor in the house. For heaven's sakes, you people are animals in Chicago. My God, you're animals.
I've gotten a few Dr. Keith chants. It's okay. I don't sit there and take it personally. I could understand. We had a lot of new first-timers at the show. So, it was one of those things. And then I just basically got out of Dodge as soon as I got the chair out of there, fearing the wrath of a Sami Callihan who hates chairs. So it was not one of our best nights. And then God bless Trevor Lee for basically cutting one of the best pre-match promos I've ever heard in front of a live studio audience, in front of the crowd, before the semi-main event. And then the main event, just our AEW heavyweight champion Brody King got knocked out, concussed relatively early. And then basically I spent a lot of time that night with our new champion, and it was trying to have him recall all the moments of the match. And surprisingly, he actually did almost everything he was supposed to do. So, you know, but it was like one of those things where we're eating at the Taco Burrito King, and I only say that, Mike, so we get sponsored, where he was like, did I do the icing? I was like, yeah, that's how you finished it. What I do before? You did a pile driver. Oh, okay, that's what I was supposed to do. Good. You know, thank God we had a ring general like ACH in there with him to sort of help him and guide him through. But it really put a nasty misspelling at the end of a fantastic two-day run at the Logan Square Auditorium during All-In Weekend. And, of course, this all had to happen when, you know, we had heads of state there like Uncle Dave, Brian Alvarez, the great Bruce Mitchell, and Wade Keller all in attendance looking up at the balcony like a bunch of Stadler and Waldorfs.
Well, we will put that one nicely in the past and not invoke any more memories there and just move on to the Jim Lynam Memorial Tournament. Which, what year number is this for the Classic?
This is tournament number 3, Mike. So
awesome.
You know, the first year tournament, of course, was won by Chris Hero, better known to a lot of people as Cassius Ohno in NXT. We had it last year as well. I'm not going to mention who won it, but it's pretty obvious who potentially won it. And, this is our third year running it. This is the first time, Mike, though, during the two-night tournament stance where we're actually in the same building for both days. So usually what we would do, we'd sit there and do a nice tour of Chicago going from Marionette Park to Berwyn. But this year we're just going to be strictly at the beautiful, outstanding Logan Square Auditorium in Chicago, Illinois, both Friday night and then Saturday afternoon. Special bell time, of course, at 4 p.m. with a 16-man tournament plus heavyweight championship match on Friday night. Brody King defends against Penta L0M. And then wrestling, Eddie Kingston and David Starr defend their AEW Tag Team Championships up against Kurt Stallion and Jake Something. And there's just a lot of stuff going on this weekend. I love this weekend. I really wish it wasn't this close to the All-In weekend, but there's definitely a feeling in the air of excitement about this tournament, just because it's, with you mentioned everything that's changing right now in independent wrestling, Mike. Like this, I mean, who knows how many of these people will be around this time next year. There's a lot of first timers in this tournament where I think we only have three guys that have been in all, or I think we've only had two guys that have been in all three of the Jim Lynam tournaments.
Yeah, it really, really surprised me because you see all these big names and it's like, man, you know, Jacobs, you know, obviously he was working with WWE, so this is his first one, but Rich Swann and Shane Strickland, Moose, Trevor Lee, you know, all these guys, it's all their very first one, as along with DJ Z and Sammy and AR Fox and obviously ACH, who just lost his AAW championship not all that long ago. Hey, the one thing too, David Starr, Eddie, and I'm deep in the tank for Eddie Kingston, have been for a long time, but that Starr Kingston, and now with the addition of Cobb to that group, I think that's awesome. Are you going to continue on, or are they thinking about continuing on with freeboot rules for the tag titles?
Absolutely. David Starr is a very wanted man. He was the man that founded wrestling, and I think really, honestly, when I think of stables and great stables, I have to put the wrestling stable in there. Jeff Cobb, David Starr, Trevor Lee, Eddie Kingston. I mean, Eddie has always been a focal point of this company and the wars that he's had with ACH since ACH lost the belt, which was at our they main evented our last show in LaSalle, Illinois. So,
well, Keith, stop right there because stop right there. Noel and Liam are starting to sing, so that means we got to take the break. We'll be right back. Talk with Dr. Keith Lipinski about AEW. Be back right after this.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies, but you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back on the show, Mike Sempervivi here with you. Program note for subscribers of the site who happen to be listening live. The podcast version of the show will be up a little later than normal. It'll be up this evening. So check that out over at WrestlingObserver.com. You should become a member. Why can't Dr. Keith hear anything? We need to raise up Dr.
Keith. Well, I can
hear
you now, Mike.
Oh, well, thank you. Was I not talking loud enough?
That is. I believe it was the Pamela software that we were using to record the PPH caused that. So.
Oh, God. Just don't. You know what? Let's just escape those nightmares right now. Move right to hashtag AAW line them. Let them know what's happening this weekend and how they can get tickets because there ain't many left.
No, AAWPro.TicketLeap.com. $20 gets you in the fabulous Logan Square Auditorium. 10 matches for Friday night, including the 8 first-round tournament matches, Trey Miguel versus Sammy Guevara, Sammy Callahan versus Moose, Trevor Lee versus Rich Swann, Ray Phoenix versus Shane Strickland, TJZ versus Ace Romero, me against trying to announce all these matches all at once, Myron Reed versus AR Fox, ACH versus the MJF, and Jimmy Jacobs versus Darby Allin. Night 2, we'll see, of course, the semifinals and finals and quarterfinals, and then also Scarlett Bordeaux versus Kylie Rae. Definitely, it's going to be a wonderful weekend. I'm excited. This is one of my favorite weekends of the year because not only do we have two shows back-to-back, but we get to celebrate the life of a fallen comrade. And Jim was just an exceptional human being. He sort of reminds me of you, Mike. His love of legitimate sports and his family and pro wrestling reigned supreme. And it's very cool that we're doing this again for him, and we're just excited, and we hope Chicago is as well, because we're coming at you with two killer shows this weekend, and we hope to see everyone this weekend at Logan Square, but definitely follow us on the Twitter machine.
He took it right up to the end. I'm going to retweet it out there, AEW Wrestling, an awesome video that was done. We'll talk to you tomorrow, Wrestling Observer Live.